The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This program is sponsored by War Cry Ministries.
Lead me, oh Lord, oh Lord, I know you're able for.
Lead me,
you got all power in your hand,
oh Lord,
and I'm on your watch.
Lead me,
I'm waiting.
God bless you in Radio Land. This is Evangelist Flora Barnett. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us on today. I pray the message you are about to hear will be both edifying and a blessing to you. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this great opportunity to speak to the people of God. Open up our understanding that we'll better know how to please you. And Lord, we'll forever give you the glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. There's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this way. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away, Lord. You will surely drift away. If your soul is not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. Praise the Lord in Radio Land. This is Evangelist Barnett, and we are so glad that you joined us on today. Welcome to War Cry Ministries. On today, we're going to be sharing with you a pamphlet, a gospel tract from Moments with the Books. There's no perks in it for me, but they are free upon your request. And all you have to do, go to my webpage, war-cry.net, send me an email, and I will send you some gospel tracts free of charge, no charge at all. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you a gospel tract. It's called Storm Warning. You know, I would appreciate so much if somebody saw me in danger and they warned me. If there was a pit in front of me that I didn't see and I'm going about looking at my cell phone or looking up in the sky, I would love it if somebody would say, hey, there's a pit in front of you. Watch out. That would, you know what? I would be so appreciative. On today, I am going to give a spiritual storm warning. I'm going to read to you about a disaster that happened in 1900. But really, our goal and objective today is to warn you of the coming white throne judgment. And this storm here does not, you will not lose. You will not only lose your property and your body, your flesh, but if you're not prepared, you're going to lose your soul. So we want to warn the saints. We want to warn the people of God that there's a storm coming. And you know what? You better run. The deadliest natural disaster in U.S. history claimed the lives of as many as 12,000 people. Tragically, there was sufficient warning and ample time for evacuation. The warnings were simply not heeded. Saturday morning, September 8th, 1900, residents of Galveston, Texas, awoke to find that the warnings were true. Over the next few hours, a monstrous hurricane cut their ties to the mainland, destroyed much of their city, and killed between 6,000 and 12,000 people. Galveston had come through storms before,
and his people thought this one would not be any different. Even if the warnings were true, they planned to get out at the last moment. But by the time the storm arrived, it was too late to escape. For those who live in storm-prone areas, there is a risk of becoming desensitized by repeated warnings, especially when many of them pass through without incident. Nevertheless, the danger in these powerful storms is still very real, and we are frequently reminded of just how tragic the results can be when warnings are not heeded, or when storms and natural disasters strike without any warning at all. There is another type of storm, beloved, which has been forecast for many years, but has not yet occurred. The storm of God's judgment for sin is looming on the horizon. And this time, the danger is not only of losing life and property, but also one's eternal soul. His word, the Bible, is full of warnings about this storm. One warning is very clear. Flee from the wrath to come, Matthew 3:7. Heeding the warnings, millions have already evacuated themselves to high ground. When we were dead in sin, God hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's Ephesians 2, 5, and 6. Tragically, much of the world, spiritually dead in sins, will only realize the fury of the storm after it has begun, and they are eternally doomed. Read what God has to say about the danger faced by all who do not know him. The Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord. 2 Thessalonians 1:7 and 9. He that being often reproved, hardened his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. That's Proverbs 29 and 1. Our sin has put us directly in the path of God's righteous judgment. How can we elude the storm of his wrath? By following his escape plan. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, opened the evacuation route when he willingly died on Calvary's cross and suffered at the hand of God, paying the penalty for our sins. Now we must realize our danger and trust Jesus to be our hiding place from the wind and covert from the tempest, Isaiah 32 and 2. Perhaps you heard this warning before and chose not to act on it. Do not let your heart be hardened by ignoring God's word any longer. Flee to Christ today, for the day you hear his voice, that is the day not to harden your heart, as in the day of provocation. The danger is real and there's no time for delay. Time to escape God's judgment is right now. Turn to God and put your faith in the one who died for you and rose again, and that is none other than Jesus Christ. In so doing, be assured by God's word that your soul will be saved forever and you will start a brand new life with God. The Bible says in John 3:16 through 18, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." And again, that's John 3:16, 18. Hebrews 2 and 3 declares, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation?" Beloved, on today, This has been a storm warning. A storm warning about the coming and impending judgment of God our Father. Jesus Christ is coming back, whether you believe it or not, or whether you are ready or not. He's still coming. Some people say they don't believe. That's all right. Some people say, well, I think he already came. That's all right. God's judgment is impending, and it is going to happen. This storm warning is not going to be, it's not going to fail. This is a sure warning that's going to take place. There is going to be a great judgment throne. There is going to be a day of reckoning when Jesus appears in the sky with his angels, and the dead in Christ are going to rise first. Those that are ready are going to get up, and they're going to be caught up in the air, according to 1 Corinthians. Paul said, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we will all be changed in the twinkling of an eye. The dead in Christ are going to rise first, y'all. The immortal is going to put on immortality. And the corruptible is going to put on incorruption. We are going to be changed in the twinkling of an eye. And I don't know, twinkling is not blinking. Twinkling is the speed of light, how fast it travels. All of those that are ready are going to be changed. We're going to have to step out of this old earthly body, because we got a new building that's not made with hands, and it's eternal in the heavens. And God is going to have to change the corruptible into incorruptible. He's going to have to change us, y'all, because flesh and blood will not enter into the kingdom of God. No sin will enter there. Only the righteous will see his face in peace. Don't say in that day, I'm going to walk up and I'm going to tell him what I think. You will tell him nothing but the truth. And no need to cry out to the rocks to fall on you, because they're going to be hiding. They're going to be running. Mountains going to be running. Hills going to be skipping. In the name of Jesus, this was a storm warning. And beloved, take heed to the warning. This is a war cry. We are in a spiritual battle. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. God loves you. May God bless you. If the Lord's will, we'll see you next week.
You got all power in your hand.
For more information about War Cry Ministry, visit our webpage at war-cry.net. Again, our webpage, war-cry.net. Text or call us at 602-466-8104. Again, our phone number is 602-466-8104. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 13354. Tempe, Arizona 85284. Again, our mailing address, P.O. Box 13354, Tempe, Arizona 85284. This program was sponsored by War Cry Ministries.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.